In weakness I am strong. Jesus and his divine strength show up. From Scripture we read, So for the sake of Christ I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then am I truly strong, able, powerful in divine strength. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Now, in this verse, God's kingdom thinking and Satan's worldly thinking collide. Paul's words in this verse defy the world's thinking and turn it upside down. In other words, what the world sees as strength is weakness, and what is weakness to the world is our strength. Notice Paul goes so far as to say he is well pleased and even takes pleasure in times of trouble. Another translation states that he is content and finds delight in weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties. Why? Because Paul learned that when he is weak in human strength, he is strong, able, powerful in divine strength. Paul has discovered that when we are at the point of giving up, caving in and quitting, God's grace, his divine strength, shows up and carries us to the finish line. Whenever we feel weak and impotent and are on the verge of saying, I can't, his divine strength, grace, interrupts and reminds me, with Christ I can do this and will not fail. When we cannot see a way out, his grace shows us a way and leads our escape. When we are insulted or harassed and persecuted, his grace steps in and enables us to walk in humility, love, and compassion, even Christ-like forgiveness. When we feel afraid or insecure, hurt, or confused, his grace infuses us with God's love and enables us to walk in his divine wisdom and discernment, confidence and hope, courage and boldness. Child of God, ask God to show you the areas of your life where you are weak, feeling helpless, and on the verge of giving up. In the moment, surrender your weakness to God. Allow him to show up in his divine strength and walk in his grace. Lord, thank you for the strength and power of your grace and your word. Holy Spirit, teach me that when I surrender my life to you, I move from human weakness to divine strength and grace. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.